What's up, party people? It has been a long time since we've done one of these. I've already been drinking. First, I'd like to say, fuck you, coronavirus. But we're back. Back again.
Stronger than ever with antibodies.
Stronger than ever. Herd mentality, motherfucker. With me, as always, is my best good friend, Mark. What's up, Mark?
What up, dude?
What is up?
This book is up.
Yeah, it got me
up. There's a lot that's up with this book.
Got me grossly aroused.
In public, in traffic.
No, I'm just kidding. I hope not. All right. Hey, don't judge my erection.
While I'm mowing the lawn.
Kink shaming is my kink shame. Sorry.
Read it back again, because we can't seem to get rid of her, is good old Liz. What's up, Liz?
Hi, brother and friend.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that we do a show talking about sex stuff, especially this time. And I get to talk about all the fun stuff we're going to talk
family.
About.
Family. Yeah. They're a little family.
With family. My sister. Hooray
this,
for
this
us.
This book is such a family affair.
It is a family. It legit is a family
on so
affair.
Many levels.
So we read a book. And boy, did we read it.
As quickly as I can.
Twice. Yeah.
Mark
I went
read
through
it
two jars of Vaseline.
You read every detail.
Because it took so long for us to do this episode.
Yeah. Mark read it twice.
Listen to it twice.
Listen to it. Which I think I'm going to have to start listening to these things because I think Mark's having a much more fun time than we are.
It is fun. Just a few excerpts that we listened to from your... Oh, yeah. Wow, that
Audible
was a,
is the
that
shit.
That was a good time.
I have like 30 fucking
and they have
in my,
accents
in my
and
library.
Everything. That was pretty cool. So I'll have to do
So we read Call Me Daddy by an author, Jane West. Or Jade.
Jade.
Sorry, Jade West. I don't know if she or he, what gender this person is. Well, it says Jade has increasingly little to say about herself, so I'm assuming that she's a female, or at least identifies as a female.
Yeah, I think at the end she's like, I like hanging out with my two dogs and going adventuring and writing about fucking my daddy.
Wait,
this
I'm a
book,
fan.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so let's go ahead and jump right into this.
Well, let's start by with the opening... Jade's word. So Mel, social media Mel.
So before the book even starts, it says, judge by the title. If you think this book might not be for you, then you're probably right. If you're already wet at the prospect, then I hope you enjoy the ride.
And I am
ew. And the book is Call Me Daddy. We said that already.
Yeah, it's called Call Me Daddy by Jade
so,
West.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, and we're reading this book because it happens to be the month of June, and next weekend is Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day,
Dad! Happy Father's Day to all actual fathers and the fathers who are part of this daddy dom.
To all the daddy Nicks out there.
Yeah, all the daddy Nicks who are wiping their lover's vajayjay and putting pads in their panties. So,
knickers.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. They're in England. So,
Brighton.
If we try to do,
Brighton and.
Brighton and there's some other town. I don't know. No, when I think of England, I just assume everything is like around London.
London?
Yeah. You just have to say, like, where are you in relation to London? Okay. It's like, oh, I live in Ireland. Well, where is that according to London? So, it is British. It's called Call Me Daddy. It's British. There's literally no plot to this book, I don't think. It is like the laziest porno.
These are moments
that I've seen. Yeah, it's a unique fetish.
That are strung together.
There's definitely sex scenes. Like I'm not gonna bitch about that because we read some shit where, what was that one? Oh, shit. I already forget. The second one we read, there was
calculated risk.
Yeah, calculated risk.
Mm-hmm.
There was no sex in it, but at least it had somewhat of a plot.
Heavy petting at best.
I don't mind no sex. I know you guys like to sex it up with the books, and we really went all the way this time. But this book is just, it's porn. It, if it translated to a movie, it would be on Pornhub.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely.
Let's be real.
I mean, if it was like a legit movie, it would be Gaspar Noé. Like Gaspar Noé would make this fucking movie.
I don't know.
Mark knows who Gaspar Noé.
Oh yeah,
or Lars Von Trier or something. You know, but not like even that dark.
Evocative.
Yeah, not even that.
No, yeah, because I would think Lars Von. What? That's the Nymphomaniac.
Yeah, he did Nympho,
but
like,
I mean, like Nymphomaniac had a plot. It had themes. But it there was a purpose for it beyond sex. This book is simply to explore. Sex.
Yes.
That's it. Just sex.
And
very
you know,
what's the word? Help me out.
I would say
anatomical.
Anatomical.
I can't say that word.
Thank you, nurse student.
That word is hurting
Sam.
Me today. I will not be conquered by that word. Anatomical. Is that what you said? Yes, this book is very anatomical. Yeah. Lots of talk about hymens.
Yeah.
And
which I have
balls.
Some questions about. I need
flapping
to go
chins.
Back to biology 101 because I'm confused.
I googled. I hope nobody looks at my Google search on my Chromebook.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I was like, I guess I didn't realize you could see the hymen without
that's
an
what
instrument.
I was say, yeah.
Did you look
googled,
for the hymen
in
your
you
with
hymen
your first virgin?
An
I mean,
I mean, I remember looking for my hymen when I was a virgin, and
never
I
could find,
find
it. Could
it,
you?
You know,
never could find
but,
it.
I mean, once I broke it. No, okay.
I mean, I'm a woman. Y'all are women, Mel and Sam. I know that, okay, the hymen is at the base of the vagina, right? But I guess I thought it was like a little bit more up in there. You would need like a flashlight or something at least to see it.
I
but
don't
know. He saw that hymen with ease, boy. Yeah. But then I Googled it and I will say she was right. You can't see the hymen pretty easily.
Yeah, but even as a female, I had no knowledge that it was going to be that visible.
I did not know
that,
it
like,
was that close either.
I mean, I know he was all up in there.
Yeah, well, yeah. He had them,
I mean,
them legs.
Danny
Nick's
a certified fucking gynecologist.
I don't know. Well, I was just going to bring up like back in the, what, the medieval days when... They used to have to inspect the maidens.
Anybody seen The Great?
I know, The Great, yeah.
Yes. That exactly is what popped
That's
into
horrifying.
My head. Yes, thank you, Mark. Okay.
Thank you, Hulu.
Yeah, but wouldn't he have broken her? All right, so there's
he
a
had to
we're
feel
talking
it.
About
no,
in the,
he was being
the
really,
show,
really
the
super.
Great,
yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Where he, like.
Because he has to see if she's intact.
See if she's still intact, yeah, how they say it. And he, like, sticks two fingers in her. Wouldn't that, like, break her hymen though?
He would only do it
gently.
He would only do
okay.
it just so just, far.
But he puts two fingers like way down his mouth before he like
considerate priest.
Yeah, that was pretty. All right.
Orthodox.
So we've spent long enough. So let's go ahead and Call Me Daddy starts off with Lane.
Seaborn.
Mm-hmm. Lane Seaborn. I like the name Lane.
Yeah.
But I feel like Seaborn. It sounds like she's in Game of Thrones.
Sounds too affluent.
I mean, it's kind
well,
of
that's
just
a terrible name.
It's
but
just, yeah, it's not a good. But it's funny because I was looking at other books, like to see how popular this genre is. And if you don't know, this genre supposedly is called Daddy Dom. So it's like Daddy, like submissive and Dom.
Yeah.
What's
Daddy
the
play.
Dom stand for
dominant.
Yeah, oh God, all right. But so, hold on. So the daddy is the dominant. The daughter character in this relationship is the submissive. But I was looking at some other book, and it had another stupid name. Like his name, the guy's name was like Nighthorse. And you know, he was like Nick Nighthorse.
Well, those are porn names.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
This
is
a porn.
This is just straight porn. All right. So I'm sorry, Liz. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, spoiler alert, I don't want to jump ahead. I don't know if we're going to talk about this
How,
in
you
sequence.
You can't spoiler anything. This doesn't have
I
a
can't
fucking
spoiler
plot.
It.
You can't spoil something that doesn't have a fucking plot
okay,
to
well,
it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to know if y'all caught this that, okay. So Daddy Nick, when years ago, and he took in Louisa and her baby,
Louisa.
Jane, right?
Jane.
Spoiler Jane. Alert, Jane died when she was five.
And
she
Jane
never grew up to put back
Lane.
Street Boy. But... He looks at Lane like a combination of Louisa and Jane, right?
Yes.
So her name is Lane, like L for Louisa.
Holy shit.
I thought about that on the way up here. Isn't that crazy?
I didn't even think of that.
So,
yeah,
but
that
here's
makes
my question.
Sense.
Did he want to fuck Jane?
No.
I think he did.
No.
I feel like he wanted to fuck Jane.
I entertained
okay.
it.
Because
yes.
you just said that, it makes more sense now. And I love this book so much more now. No, actually, I don't love this book.
No, that's terrible. Okay, by the way, listeners, if you have not read this wonderful book, Jane was five, Louisa was this woman
who... Well, listen, we can knock this story out in like 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead and recap the story.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong.
We'll add little details
as
you go.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Lane, the main character, is Lane and Nick.
Yes.
So Lane Seaborn is on her 18th birthday.
And Nick Lane.
In Brighton.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
she's
and
drunk.
Her bitch-ass friend, Kellyanne.
Wait. Let's not start demeaning Kellyanne, because I have a lot to say about Kellyanne's treatment in this book.
Okay. But you got to be honest, though. She's not the best of friends.
Well, that was pretty shitty.
It was pretty shitty. Okay.
But you know what? Lane needs to learn how to woman up and take care of herself, though.
But Lane is, and this is in England, you can drink when you're 18.
I was wondering, because I was like...
Yeah, you can drink when you're 18. So she had turned 18. She was out with her friend Kellyanne.
Getting tequilas.
Kellyanne held on to her phone and wallet or something.
No.
And left it with some dudes.
No, what happened was Lane went to the bathroom at the nightclub. Kellyanne's drunk ass left with whoever the dudes were that she was going to bone that night. And the other dudes that were sitting at the table took Lane's stuff.
Yes.
Her keys,
but
her phone.
Kellyanne was a pretty bitchy, her like,
ID.
Not good friend, because it says somewhere in there where she was like, well, I thought those guys were okay.
But
you know?
But you know what? Lane knows what kind of person Kellyanne is. This ain't Lane's first rodeo.
No, she doesn't want to admit it, though.
So basically, Lane goes out for her birthday with Kellyanne. They go drinking. She goes to the bathroom, leaves all of her shit with Kellyanne. Kellyanne, while she's in the bathroom, leaves all the shit with some random group of dudes. The random group of dudes... Later, you find out, take all of her shit, including her keys, and go to her house.
And just trash it.
Trash her fucking house.
Trash it. They jack off on her underwear.
Leave dirty condoms.
Yeah, they
dirty
do shit that doesn't
so
make...
So there's dirty condoms, so they're either fucking each other.
Or they brought
some skanky chicks home... Her home and fuck them.
That was right. Crazy to me. I was like, really?
Also, Sam, producer Sam, has done me a favor.
I did not read all this book. I just want to say. But I did take very diligent notes for chapter one.
Well, chapter one had a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
So she's walking home after she has nothing, and she has no way to get home because she doesn't have a phone.
Home. She's just walking around in the rain.
In the rain. And she has, like, inappropriate clothes
on.
She has to walk some rando.
So, by the way, she's 18, not 12. But she's not a child anymore. She's a woman now.
Right.
She should know better than to go talk to some skeevy-ass dude in a back alley.
It's stupid.
Yeah, that was really stupid. But to be fair, when I was 18, I did stupid shit, too. Yeah. So.
And she's trusting. You know, Lane is supposed to be...
Why is she so trusting, though?
Because she's this virginal...
Yeah, but she's friends with Kellyanne, and Kellyanne is really not...
Right. Anyway, hold on. Let's get through this goddamn story, because it only takes not long.
Well, we can talk
She gets accosted by this dude.
Well, she goes up to the skeevy dude in the alley.
She really needs
a cigarette, although
she never smokes again.
She never
the
smokes
rest of the
again.
Book.
Yeah, and as bone as good as she gets later, you'd think she'd want a goddamn cigarette.
Give me that cigarette, baby.
I'm British. I want a Parliament, please.
Can baby have a fog?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call cigarettes?
Spare a fag for me. For me lungs. That's our British accent, people. Sorry.
Take it or
sorry,
leave
Zoo.
It.
Sorry,
Zoo. Or leave it.
We appreciate and respect like, y'all's culture.
Shit. They're going to make fun of British people. I'm turning this off.
Lots of British. The homeland.
So anyway, she goes up to probably some cockney, you know, street hooligan. We're the hooligan.
You want some of this dick dick? How much for a round, love?
All right, exactly. For real. Anyways.
All right, yeah, she bumps a cigarette, and then, of course, he starts turning into a douchebag.
Shocker. He wants to rape her. Like, I can't believe it.
He smokes pot.
She's pretty much having the worst night of her life.
Hymenated puss. God. So...
So
she resists him, you know, and then she's running across the street and almost gets hit by a car. A Mercedes. And then Nick pops out. And Nick is,
does
I think, 42.
42, yes, because he is the exact age difference from her, as I am from, guess who? My child, my beautiful baby boy at home.
Well, let's not exaggerate.
No, don't exaggerate. Well, hey, okay. I'm not exaggerating. I'm are 24 years apart.
I was just talking about the beautiful part.
He's gorgeous.
He got that curly hair.
He bleached his hair.
He bleached it?
Yeah, I'll show you pictures later.
He should have brought him. He could have commented on this. Anyway, so Nick jumps out and he's like, "Oi, I'm going to beat your ass if you don't leave this little blonde
waif doll."
Yeah. So and
her compliment is that she looks like a porcelain doll.
Yeah, she looks like a porcelain creepy. Doll. She, oh my God. I just saw a picture of Liz's son. I love
Aw, he looks precious.
You need to put him back in the oven.
You know what? He's experimenting with himself, and this
he's experimenting with. I bet he's been experimenting with himself reading his book probably later.
I think it's inappropriate to be discussing this child while we're talking about this book.
He's almost 13 years old. He's almost 13 years old. He is finding his identity. And if that means
Lane's virginal
daddy issues.
Okay. Back to Lane.
Yeah, okay.
Back to Lane. Back to Lane's play.
No, back to Nick Lynch, the proper man.
All right. Yes. So anyway, he chases off. He's a proper gentleman. He chases off this hooligan, this thug.
Ooh, I'll get you, I will.
He's like, fancy a tussle, do you? I don't know. Fuck. Yeah. Chases him off. She gets in the car with him and then goes home and spends the night with him.
Yeah, she does. Well,
she does.
She has nowhere to go.
She has nowhere to go.
I don't blame her.
She has no idea what any phone numbers are.
Yeah, she doesn't know any phone numbers.
Typical.
Her mama. All right.
Also, a little backstory on Lane. Her mom is with some dude in the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, her mom's
Islands
a real
shit.
Piece of shit.
And her mom's. And you never hear. Like,
no.
She never shows up in the story.
Lane is like
father,
Cinderella. She's Cinderella.
Yeah, her father
she's been treated
is,
like
has
shit.
Been gone.
So, he's not dead. He's
no,
just
no,
never was in the
never,
picture. Okay.
Deadbeat.
And the description of Lane, she's 18, barely. Supposedly, she looks like she's 15 or 16.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
She has skinny little chicken legs.
No tits.
And she has no titties.
Oh, the beautiful Lane.
But later,
the beautiful.
Later, yeah, later, he's like, "Oi, you know, I like your globes.
Your beautiful little tits."
Your ass.
No, that was her ass.
Yeah,
her
ass is like globes, which, calling back to the last one we did, Charlene.
Charlene.
Oh, yeah.
Charlene had globes for tits.
Yeah.
So they took Charlie's tits off her chest and put them on Lane's backside.
This book made me long for the object of
you long for a plot because yeah. after this
some suspense
after this he takes her and buys her shit like Pretty Woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wrote
right?
that in my notes. I
Cell
was like
phone.
It's Pretty Woman time.
Yeah, it's Pretty Woman time.
That's really
actually
you know, cute.
What I said
nice.
Was that this
he
is,
picked all her clothes out for her too already
picked
I'm
all
our,
of them out.
He picked
yeah.
he picked exactly. her stuff out for her. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
who picked all
the smallest
yeah. so
one possible,
she gets,
daddy.
She gets a new phone, she gets new clothes, and she goes and stays the night with him. Well, what's the first thing she does when she sleeps in Jane's room?
Which, by the way, okay.
She
Jane's
fingers
room,
herself.
Yes, we know. Jane, I mean, maybe they don't
because
know.
She's hot for daddy.
But listen, okay, he puts her in the daughter's room.
Yeah, Jane is the supposed daughter.
Yeah,
which,
not even the
spoiler
real daughter.
Alert.
Wasn't really his daughter.
Isn't really his daughter.
But
it's just some little girl he kidnapped
20
years ago.
Jane is five.
Just kidding.
She was five years old. 5 years old.
Right.
So she is in a five-year-old child's bedroom.
Right. She's staying in a
with
little
pink,
girl.
Rocking chair.
Pink
there's
sheets
a castle.
She's spending the night
she
in a little girl's
the
room.
The word daddy on the headboards.
Oh no, she made girl. A. She had a little. She had yeah. drawn a picture, and it says like daddy, but it's like
all
the
D's
are
capital.
Yeah, exactly.
He has that capital D.
She loves that capital D up in her virgin.
That was huge. Weird. So to me, that means that like this isn't just a daddy daughter thing. This is like a daddy child thing.
Well, we're gonna have to. We'll talk about that.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot going on.
For a book with no plot, there is a lot
going on.
I
don't think there's that going on. It's just
I don't think the
illusion of it.
I don't think he did it.
No,
but
he's not.
Fantasizing about this.
No, well, this is okay. So
idea.
This is my,
which is weird.
This was my question too. Was he keeps talking about this beast? Inside
oh,
of
yeah,
him.
He's
got
this
beast. Dude, it's the male sexual drive.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm
and
wondering.
And that's really what it
is.
Is
that he's got this conflict bef- between, he sees her as this
demure.
This small, tiny creature that he has to protect, but at the same time,
but also ravage
really
at the same
wants
time.
To fuck the shit out
okay,
of him.
Okay, but so.
He's like, I'm going to put two knuckles in your asshole, and then I'm going to bang the shit out of him.
Right. Lane is tiny and blonde, Jane and blue-eyed. Jane, the five-year-old child, was obviously tiny because she was five, blonde and blue-eyed.
Right.
I'm telling you, he has fantasies about fucking Jane.
I don't know. I thought that was innocent. Like what?
Innocent?
With
innocent?
The five-year-old.
Marcus, there was nothing innocent about this book. Why would they constantly compare her to Jane?
See, all right. So
if there was not some kind of...
This is what I think. I think that in this particular fetish genre of daddy dom, right?
Yeah.
Which is what supposedly it's called. They have to come up with some excuse.
Yeah, why he's damaged.
To make it, he's the dad. Why? Because if he has no reason, then he's just a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but why is he so physically attracted to somebody who looks just like his dead five-year-old
daughter?
Because
I don't think she looks. No. I don't think she looks like
the dead.
Yeah,
they compare her physically. Blue eyes, blonde hair.
Yeah, but see, but I think you were
her
right.
Her name
that,
is Lane.
I
the other girl's name
right,
is Jane.
Or, I don't remember if
she's
it was
a combination
you.
Of
she's
Louisa
a combination,
and Jane.
Yeah, of Louisa and Jane. I think.
I guess. That's
all right, and if you don't know what we're talking about, because you probably haven't read this dumbass book. So his backstory is he met Louisa.
She was destitute, down on her luck with a child.
So he's
out
like
of
this. He's like this fucking male savior figure, right?
Yeah, savior.
So he saves Louisa, and Louisa already has a
save
child.
Somebody.
Yeah,
and
from
I don't
another
remember what
dad.
He saves.
The abusive father.
An abusive father. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so they lived together for a little while.
5 years, because Jane was the baby when they got
long?
Together.
I forgot.
Well, she was just a baby. They didn't say how old she was. It was just implied. It was implied that she was a baby because she was in a stroller asleep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he raises Jane as his daughter.
And that's the element I think was innocent. Like,
yeah,
that was
no,
a true.
I don't think
there's
he had,
nothing
yeah, he's
bad
not,
going on.
He's
there.
Not. I don't think he's a pedophile.
No,
I don't.
But
think he
he's
ever
close.
Yeah,
he's
close tiptoeing
with
the line.
Lane. Yeah, yeah he's close. If she looks like she's 15 and she's got little chicken legs and no tits.
And the very first time he met her, and everything about her that was childlike, and there was a lot of things that were childlike about her.
Yeah, it just
made his dick twitch.
Right.
His words, not tight. Mine.
So like,
he got them blue balls for her, baby. He wanted to fuck her.
So going back, okay, go ahead, Mel.
Oh, I was going to say, I think that there's some element where he like knew, like you brought up the beast, like he knew that some of his actions were not necessary, that society and that people would take it the wrong way. Like it's brought up multiple times throughout the book. Like he's self-aware that he knows. At first, he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to bring her into it, but she wants him.
Yeah,
right.
That's
like
true.
He, go ahead, Mark.
I was just going to say, right now, I think he just feels lucky as fuck that he has this, at this point in the story, he has this, like, person he can fully exploit and those fetish desires.
Right.
But it evolves into something more.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very end, and the evolution doesn't happen until, like, the last two pages of the
book. No, it doesn't,
Which I did not appreciate, because I was like, that would have been a more interesting story to me. If it had just started out with this weird kinky sex, it was very taboo, and then throughout the story, it evolved into something more deep, more meaningful, mutual respect. No, that did not happen until the very, very, very end, and it was not discussed in detail at all.
So,
but to get back to what you're saying about it being innocent, the fact that she is so innocent, young, naive, virginal, that's what turns him on. It's not he found a woman who's attractive and she plays that part.
True.
It's the fact that she is that. Mm-hmm. She's young. She's innocent. She's never had sex. She acts like a child. She likes her little Fruity Poofs or whatever they are. She's like, she has a teddy. She has a teddy bear called Ted, by the way.
Ted,
did y'all catch that? Ted, her teddy bear. Like from Mark
she's
Wahlberg.
Not real creative.
No.
In fact, I don't think Lane's real bright.
That's a whole other thing towards the end. Because, you know, she gets... It's called simple. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pretty dumb.
No, I don't think she's... Maybe she's not dumb.
Boring.
She's... Like, I don't think Kellyanne's wrong at the end of the book where she starts talking all this shit about her. But, okay, so there's a lot of shit
Kellyanne really got
this. I'm surprised that there's so much shit in this book that needs to be discussed. But
Okay, so anyway, to go back to the plot, she goes back.
All right, so
she jerks off in bed. He catches her.
Nick gets her out of the street, takes her home. She rubs one out, and then the next
he watches her, and she knows it. Well, nobody
sees. Wait, real quick. Wasn't the reason why she masturbated was because she watched him masturbate in the shower? No, that was later. Oh, she did it first. Oh,
I think she did it first, and then she saw him do it.
That's right.
And then the next morning, he was like, "Excuse me."
He was grunting. He was like, "Oi, oi."
And then later, when she was taking a shower, she was all like, "Is this where he's come?"
That's right.
Exactly. So she watches. So she rubs one out, and then the next morning, she sees Nick jerking one out. And then later,
and they both know that the other one saw them, by the way. Weird.
Because and then he takes her and buys her all the shit, and then I guess he didn't convince her. She doesn't
he takes her back to her house the next day.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, he takes her to Kellyanne's, gets the key. Or
no,
I don't know how she gets back into her house, but anyway, she does. How does
she get her key? Well, no,
yeah, I think
no,
she,
because it, they the stole doors it. No,
okay,
yeah,
so
the door's already kicked open.
Exactly. She goes to Kellyanne's. Kellyanne is like, no, this is what happened, and so she's like, oh, I'm gonna go to the okay, and then Lane was like, well. Okay, I'm just gonna go. I don't want you to see Nick. He's outside, so we're just gonna go. They go. The thing has been kicked in, so they go in, and it's fucked up. It's a mess. She's so sad, and that's when Nick is like takes her and like buys her new everything.
Right, right.
Doesn't need much convincing at all.
No.
And she's living with him, and then they slowly have this relationship that goes from fingering and eating assholes, and eventually.
Yeah.
That's,
you know what I mean? That's the plot.
That's
the
right.
That's,
for the
yeah,
next. And then she loses her virginity, and then there's. There's holding her labia open while she urinates.
Shaving her.
Shaving her.
Shaving her, putting a pad in her panties.
Wiping just, her.
And that's
her. Yeah. But that is the plot for the next 100 pages. You're like, right.
Absolutely.
The whole beginning part is the most plot in the book. And then at the end, the most plot is how he gaslights her to make her, you know, basically hate Kellyanne, even though she figured it out on her own. But let's be honest, he has some influence there.
Yeah. So.
Gaslighter.
She ends up.
Really? Actually, you know, let's have a conversation about that. Is he gaslighting her?
I think he is. What do you think, Sam? As a woman. Let's talk women.
She didn't read it.
I didn't read the damn book, I didn't really have much to say
Mel
about
this back
one.
To Liz.
Sorry, y'all.
Sam's, this is two books in a row.
I don't think he's gaslighting her.
Well, I don't like his treatment of her.
I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but I don't think he's.
He's putting ideas in her head about Kellyanne. She's a silly cow, and she's a bitch, and she's this and that.
Well, I think he's coming from
a
mature.
A whore.
Well, and I'm going to be honest. I hated Kellyanne, too.
I did not hate Kellyanne. I thought Kellyanne was misunderstood, I did not appreciate that part where she said something about, I made a note, and it was like, oh, it's not cool that Kellyanne's judging me when she goes and gets her rocks off. What? Oh, what?
There you go.
I thought you were saying my shirt was coming down too low.
No.
Oh, anyway, Kellyanne's going and getting her rocks off after a night of tequila, and that's supposed to be okay? And I was like, well, fuck yeah, it's Kellyanne's body. Let her do whatever she wants.
No, but that's not...
Like, don't judge Kellyanne just because she's worried about this creepy older dude that you just met. Like, I agree with her.
They do...
It is creepy.
I do have some conflicting shit with Kellyanne. Because all right, so Kellyanne is Lane's friend, who's kind of a bitch. But at the same, and Nick, Daddy Nick, does not like her, but because she puts her in, but she Kellyanne puts Lane in these situations.
No. Lane is 18 years old.
Yeah,
nobody
but you're
puts
right.
Lane in
but
those
you're
situations.
Right. And
but
then
Lane.
At the end, she says some shit about like nobody else likes you. Nobody else even hangs out with me because you're so fucking boring.
Well, that's just because she was hurt. She had a hurt.
Yeah,
her
but it might be
her
true.
Feelings for her, Marcus.
But
it might be true.
It might be true that Kellyanne is actually.
Good.
It might be true that Kellyanne is actually like a good, not a good friend, but like her only friend, and she's denying other friends because she wants to hang out with Lane.
Well, yeah, because this whole book has been from Lane and Nick's perspective. That's it. No one else's. And so we have no idea what Kellyanne's motivations or thoughts really are.
I think Kellyanne is a very specific character.
Yeah, she's that
and
archetype.
I think that the whole point, and I'm not going to lie, like this book was a hard book for me to read. in several aspects. There was
it's uncomfortable. And a half hours.
Very uncomfortable.
It's just an uncomfortable read. Yeah, it only took me like 3 hours. It's super quick,
it's simply written.
But it's exactly. But it's the thing hard, about Kellyanne to me is, I was like, I could honestly almost relate to Lane as far as like having everyone has that friend who is like just shitty. I couldn't help but think of Jacqueline Nicole.
Shout out to Jacqueline Nicole.
Booyah! Yeah.
You know, but just like this really.
She was at our wedding.
She was, babe. Yeah.
But I mean, no, but seriously,
she
like.
I'm on your side, Jacqueline Nicole.
But no, I just like everyone has like just this friend who is just not really a good friend, and like yet you stand by them.
But for
that aspect, I felt that it was just a. That was honestly one of the only plot points I felt like was this kind of...
Hold on. Well, let me say something.
Well, you just got done saying something.
Well, but no, I just want to say, it's not that I think Kellyanne was a good friend. No, she was obviously an awful friend. But I don't think it's cool that the first night or day he meets her, he already starts controlling who her friends are.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. So, yes. Because I think, personally, I don't think Kellyanne has... I don't think Kellyanne is necessarily has like malicious intentions.
She's just selfish and young.
She's exactly. She's probably she's only 17. Yeah. She turns 18, maybe 19.
She's a party girl who's only concerned about a couple of things.
She just wants to go out and have a good time.
She wants Lane to have a good time,
right? Yeah.
You know, I don't know if she Kellyanne could go out and have a great time probably without Lane, but she's trying to have a good time with Lane. Like she wants Lane to have a good time. So, you know, I get it. Like, Nick is he's definitely controlling. You know what I mean? But, like, that's the whole point of this daddy dom shit is that Lane, and she even says that, I like having rules. I wanted to have rules. I've never had rules before.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have rules. And then when she gets punished, spoiler alert, later, she gets punished for accidentally leaving her fucking phone at home. Right. So she leaves her phone at home one day because they have these rules that he's going to call her every day at lunchtime. And if she doesn't follow these rules, then she's going to be punished. So one day she forgets her phone because they're in like a hurry. Because I think it was after the night they fucked for the first time.
Can I ask you?
Because they literally fucked all weekend.
All weekend long. Gross.
And where she was late for college.
Well, let me ask you this. How much time do y'all think passed by that point, from when he met her to
like
when
2 weeks?
I thought it was days.
Yeah,
I thought it seemed
when
like
meet,
days.
It's in November, right? By the end of the book, it's a Christmas party.
Yeah,
so
that's
literally
true.
4 or 5 weeks has
true
taken
love,
the
man.
Place.
But by
this
that
entire
time,
book.
By that time, I thought it had only been like days because they described in pretty much detail the first 2 or 3 days, and it seemed like the end of the third day they were telling each other, I love you, or
they were
thinking I love you, or whatever.
It was very quick. So, and that's, again, we haven't even talked about this, but this is the fourth book we've read. This is the fourth virgin that we've encountered.
Yep.
Yeah, because we had the Scottish book, we had the
Calculator Risk,
we had the Object of the Protection, and then now Lane
is
the fourth.
I love
now, I will say that this book definitely deviated with the sex that we were accustomed to with the other previous ones. Because Liz straight up said in the last one, there's no blowjobs in female porn, right? Yeah.
My mistake.
He straight fucks her face in this book.
Well, see, that's why
makes her swallow
part,
his cum.
I forgot if we were reading a book by a male or a female author because, and I had to look. I was like, oh, Jade West,
but
that's a female.
This specific fetish, though, I think, is all about being submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And if the guy wants to make you gag on his ding dong, then that's what turns her on. I mean, she blows him like. In fact, at some point, she even says like, I've, you know, sucked his dick, you know, countless times. And it's been like a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a weekend's gone by.
Well,
and she's already blown.
She's already They are both always
she's like, I'm fucking
30%
cum at this point because I've swallowed so much semen.
Well, hell, it's going in that way. It's going in that way. It's probably going up the ass, although they never have.
I don't think they ever have.
They
never have
don't
butt sex.
Say it.
They never say it. But he definitely sticks a couple knuckles deep in her boon.
But he's getting her ready, so I just assume that
they're gonna... assume they fucked in the butt, too. In fact, I kept waiting for that part. I kept waiting for him to, you know, grease her up.
I've got to use the bathroom, Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. It's on fire.
Yeah. What?
Butt sex? It's from like the male perspective that, I'm sorry, not the male perspective, the female perspective, because, I mean, I've just always heard that, you know, females can go for a lot, you know, longer, or they can have multiple orgasms, whereas it takes a man a little bit longer to recharge.
But
so,
as soon as he got done fucking her.
Yeah.
And that he seems to me to be from the female author's perspective.
They portrayed him as he was really backed up, so.
Yeah, like he hadn't fucked in a long time.
Well, do you get backed up like that where you can just nonstop if you haven't fucked in years? I don't think that's true.
You can.
Isn't it true?
If you haven't released in a long time, it can take you a long time to get there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
correct? I think it's the exact opposite.
No? I said that he like blew the
first. If it's been a while, then a man, as soon as him and his female partner get together, it's like, ooh, baby, okay, 5 seconds.
See, that's
done.
Why the first time they hooked up, they didn't even have sex.
But
he just like rubs his dick on her poontang and then comes on her tummy.
What are you saying, Mel?
He didn't come the first time. She just was like wiggling her ass on his dick.
The first time they basically dry humped, except they were naked.
I'm talking about like the first time that they spent the night together. They spent the night together and didn't do anything.
Right, I'm talking about the first time they had like physical sexual interaction.
He came.
She was naked. He was naked, and he basically didn't put.
No,
it
that's
in.
When that's when she orgasmed on the lining of her jeans. Remember?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
no.
They do portray him as a guy who's just always ready to go.
As
soon as they got done fucking, he'd be hard again because she'd be like, "Oh, his dick is already hard again."
Pretty,
in me back.
Isn't that pretty accurate?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think.
I mean, for super horny guy, I mean, like there are men out. I'm not saying for like every single, but these are two people who clearly have high sex drive.
I'm saying that this Nick dude is extraordinary if he can just do it, get it out, and then get right back up again.
Let me just say something real quick. Nick is 42. I'm not quite 40.
I thought he was taking Viagra.
Feeling confident.
I'm 49. And I'm, you're 49. No offense to my beautiful.
39.
Fuck you guys. All right, producer Sam, cover your ears, because if you gave me some little 18-year-old nymphette,
say what? My ears are covered. What? Keep.
And
going.
I haven't had sex.
Biologically, I still don't think that's possible. Not for a 42-year-old. Sorry.
What?
I think he must have been taking Viagra.
But maybe he was.
He probably was. Why didn't they talk about that? They talked about him wiping her.
But my problem.
Putting her pad in.
No,
why
no,
can't
no,
they
no,
talk
no.
about him popping them Viagra pills?
I'm sure he has eugenics in the cabinet.
I
want to
get back to what you were saying. If you were given a little 18-year-old.
I'm just saying, and I haven't had sex in a long time.
Oh, why? Because you killed Sam?
How long is a long time, babe?
I don't know. How long was it that he said that he had had sex? That he had had sex before or after? 15,
it was like 10 years or something. It was a long
time. So he hasn't had it since Louisa.
See, that's what I was wondering, too. It's like these two characters were living in a bubble. She's attractive. He's attractive and very wealthy. He's never met a woman before.
Right. I kept waiting for him to say something because he had boned his secretary.
Yeah, because he kept being like, oh, she looks nice. You know, she's got that hot little blouse on.
Yeah. I thought they were going to have a three-way at some point.
I know. I was like, ooh, Penny sounds hot. That's
Penny does sound hot.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, Penny.
She's a real go-getter.
Yeah, she was. She'd go get that cock and put it in her mouth. but, all right. So.
She's like, got it for you. She wasn't young enough for him, though.
Yeah.
He likes him young.
But that's the other thing is that Nick sees himself as this, like, savior figure, almost, that he saves Louisa and Jane, and then they die in a car wreck.
Yeah, because
and
of
then
the
what
dad.
Was they would go? They were going to see
they
Jane's
had,
dad.
No, they had gotten in the car with him. And
it
he
was the
drunk.
Ex-dad.
He was drunk.
Why were they? But they never
because
even
she,
like
because
explained.
Louisa was not a good person. It was implied.
Right.
She wasn't a good person.
Okay.
Not like Lane.
Not like Lane. Yeah. So, all right, Jesus, I don't think we've even finished the short-ass story.
Yeah. Anyways.
So basically, they fuck like 100 goddamn times.
Yeah.
The first time, they don't really fuck. They just have a dry hump, and he busts a nut on her tummy. And then, like, the second time, you know, he like face fucks her. I'm pretty sure. And then
I don't
finally,
remember the order of their.
He
sex.
Has sex with her and eats her asshole out and does all kinds of fun
that's
stuff.
After he takes her to the hamburger store, the drive-thru.
Right.
Where she can have milkshakes and burgers and french fries and lots of french fries.
Which is what you give a kid.
Yippee!
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You give children this shit. He might as well have a van that has candy on the fucking side.
But why
side
are
of
you surprised
shit?
By that? Because he fucked her countless times in Jane's bed, the 5-year-old's
yes.
bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, that's a problem with that.
Yeah, yes. Very problematic. Yeah.
But like, the way... And, but again, this is all this daddy dom
bullshit
fetish stuff. Which, if you are, for the off chance that you are actually listening to this podcast and you are into daddy dom, I'm not shaming you.
I would love to have some feedback because the things that he says to her are very upsetting to me because he says things like, you know, now daddy's going to do it. It's going to hurt at first. And they do legitimately sound like things that a father might say to somebody he's abusing.
Well, and the rules he gives her are very, very even like strict father figure type shit. He says, like, you have to answer your phone at lunchtime every day.
Right.
You have to, I don't want you hanging out.
I always need to know where you are.
Yeah, I need to know where you are. I don't want you hanging out with this Kellyanne chick because she's a cow.
Well,
you know,
he never specifically told her not to hang out with her. But I felt like that was a form of manipulation in itself, that he wouldn't come right out and be like, you know, don't hang out with her.
But again, you're right.
Because it was like the author wanted to walk the fine line.
This has been like less than a week.
Oh, yeah.
This has been less than the week. So, like, how long has it been since he gave her the rules when she broke one of the rules?
I thought it was, like, day two he gave her those rules.
Yeah. Well, he gave her the rules. But then how long after does she accidentally leave the phone at home?
Well, see, she's made some kind of reference about even Kellyanne knows my schedule by now. But I still think it had only been days.
Yeah, because this whole book spans from November when her birthday.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they mentioned it's November. Until the Christmas party.
True.
But they don't even... Do they even talk about the Christmas...
No,
they,
that's the other thing.
I thought the Christmas party was going to be this big event at the end.
I kept waiting for pushback from...
Well, the end of the book literally is like... You could summarize it in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Because it's literally... It goes to something and then it just... It ends so fast.
Okay, so let me see if I can real quick get through this whole book. He beats her... She moves in with him. He gives her these rules. She breaks one of the rules accidentally by leaving the phone at home. Oh, meet her. Sorry. She breaks one of the rules accidentally by leaving the phone at home, so she gets punished. And so she gets spanked barehanded.
Not yet. Barehanded.
She gets spanked barehanded first, and she likes it. And then they fuck.
Yes.
Right?
Wait, does he spank her before?
Spanks her barehanded first.
Before they have sex?
No. They've already had sex. Yeah, so she breaks one of the rules. She gets punished. They have sex. Then
she wants
to go out with Kellyanne to a... I like how they keep saying...
Drum and bass. Drum and bass. Yeah. That's a thing.
It's definitely.
Is it
a big thing in England.
Is it techno?
And I love... No. It's not... Hold on. It's not... That's techno. Drum and bass is that's literally every song is a boom ba boom ba. Yeah, and I like drum and bass. There's some good drum and bass shit. All right, shut up. So anyway, Kellyanne snatches the phone from Lane and is looking through her shit, so Lane thinks. And then but you find out later that Kellyanne actually changed her clock, which kind of pissed me off because like I know generally what fucking time it is.
Yeah, I was about to say, did she not realize that a whole hour had gone by
in
the second to Kellyanne?
She actually knows the time, and then
right.
she's like, oh,
yeah,
wait,
she doesn't
it's
get
just this,
right.
it's already after this.
So Kellyanne, the bitch, changes the clock on her phone to make it seem like it's an hour earlier than it actually is. So Nick had agreed to meet her, or to let her go out and meet her at midnight. Well, now it's like 12:45. And she runs, and when she realizes that it's actually 12:45, she thought it was 11:45, and she runs out, and Nick is furious.
Yeah,
you know,
she's
he's
like
furious.
Running to him, and he's like, "What's wrong, baby doll?" Wait, that wasn't. Can I?
Yeah,
wait,
I think
let me try it with
like
British.
That.
What's wrong, baby doll?
I don't know. I'm not very good with accents.
I would just, you could stop. That's okay.
I want to know how to do an accent.
Oh,
anyway,
where have you
she's
been?
Like, I'm sorry. It was Kellyanne's fault, love. And he was like, oh, oi, okay.
Oi, oi. Yeah, they always say
that. But yeah, but he's like pissed off. Like, he's super pissed off, and they're barely talking on the way home.
Right, he's furious.
He's furious, and she's apologizing. And, then they get home. She's basically begging for him to
like
punish her.
Yeah.
Like begging him to do so.
But he still shouldn't have done it.
And so he ends up doing
it
this
time
with
the
belt.
The belt that was his father's belt that used to whip him with the belt. So he six times.
But
six
he only
sure
but he only
times.
Gave her five.
But he only gave her five.
So are we supposed to feel like he's compassionate because he only gave her five instead
so
of
he
six?
Says
he's,
gonna, he's
a merciful
he's
daddy.
Her, yeah.
He's a merciful daddy.
Don't joke.
I love how like straight this book is. Just
yeah.
Like,
it's it, pretty straightforward.
They play it straightforward. Exactly.
But and there's some part, too, where Kellyanne, you know, as she's leaving and she's yelling at her and she's like, fuck you, you know, oi, fuck you. And,
love.
Yeah, fuck you, love.
But yeah,
I'll
like,
phone, Governor.
After the whipping and, like, there's, like, it's like everything changes for them and they're all of a sudden, they start calling each other, instead of referring to him as Daddy or Daddy Nick or Little My, it's Lane and Nick. And they go to his bedroom.
Right.
And they actually have, they,
it
it's
was
like.
After the belt whipping, she becomes
a woman.
A woman somehow.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was weird.
Bad message.
Yeah, it was like if you have some bitch tarted girlfriend, just whip the shit out of her, and she'll turn into a woman.
Yeah, there were lots of bad messages
in
this book.
And then okay, and again, we've talked about these. I think you brought it up last time that the idea is that these virgins are going to end up marrying the first person they've ever slept with, which in the first book that we did about the Scottish bullshit is probably pretty common.
Yeah, standard.
But in the modern age, in now times, even an 18-year-old, I mean,
An 18 and
a beautiful 18-year-old girl, I don't care how like awkward you are, you know, unless you just actively are saying, I'm going to stay a virgin.
And we're talking about a girl who's going to college,
she's
getting
an
education. You know, she's meeting people. I mean,
which we were talking about this earlier. In England, I guess, I don't know, maybe Mel, because Mel has good friends that live in London.
As far as I know, it's the education system is just different.
It seemed weird. It seemed like a high school
she was going
to every day.
I believe that like college is after, I could be very wrong here, but I believe that college is after you take your A levels, or it is what you it's what you go to take certain testing to actually get to uni.
Right. So
it's like,
but
it's like upper grad high school.
Right. But basically,
something.
Lane, they kept saying that Lane was in college.
Yeah.
Right. But she just turned 18, so if she was in the United States,
that's
which is where we are. She would have been a senior in high school, especially if her birthday's in November.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even have been graduated early.
Yeah,
you know, she would be a high school senior, and she meets a 42-year-old guy, and she's disappointed when she gets her period because she wants to have his baby.
But
and
she's so
they
young.
Get,
she's young and impressionable, though. That's the whole reason why he likes her so much.
They end up getting engaged.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And
after the party,
they go to this Christmas party for his work, and nobody even fucking bats an eye.
No,
everybody's just like, that's Nick.
She probably
thank goodness
could,
he finally has somebody to go home with.
She probably
this is a very tolerant book. It's a very tolerant book.
Yeah, there was no conflict. There wasn't very much conflict.
Because there should have been a character that, there should have been some character at his.
Well, Kellyanne was that character. Everybody hates Kellyanne.
Yeah.
But she was the only one who had reason. She was like, that's weird. He's giving you rules. He's super old. You
because
just
it is
him.
Weird, though.
Liz,
yeah,
are
I
you,
know,
there should have been a character
saying,
at his
was only
work.
Character. Well,
are you a
been,
Kellyanne, Liz?
I think I probably am.
I think you're
am.
A cow,
I probably was.
You're a
I was
bitch.
Like... I was like, I ain't watching your shit, bitch.
You're defending her way too much. And we both agree
because
that
they come down too hard on Kellyanne. And there was one line in the book that I really didn't appreciate, and I highlighted it. But that's when it all turned for me, for Kellyanne.
One of the things that I thought was interesting while you're looking is that on page 15 of the book, literally page 15 at the very beginning, there's a scene where Lane tells Nick that it's her birthday, and so he goes, stops at the shop and gets her a cake or something, and they go back, and he lights a candle, and on it she wishes, he tells her to make a wish, and her wish, something that she's been making every year for as long as she can remember, is, I wish upon a star, I wish for my daddy, wherever you are.
Yeah.
So I think it's very telling that for Lane, this relationship, it started out as something different, and as she became a woman, it was something more. At least that's how I interpret it.
How I interpret it is that this book is for a very specific fetish genre, and you don't, if you're reading a, so let's say that I have a furry fetish, right? Like I have a fetish about, you know, animal play or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to read a book where there's a character that's a, what's the word I'm looking for?
A furry? Like,
well, no, I'm looking for like a smart, God damn it. I can't think of the word. Basically, you don't want like a character that you associate with favorably to say that this is wrong. Do you see what I'm saying? So they didn't put a character in Call Me Daddy that you would say, hey, this is a smart character that's pushing back on the idea that Nick is Daddy Nick with an 18-year-old porcelain doll, right?
Right?
So they made Kellyanne the bad guy, but it was easy to say Kellyanne is a cow. I mean, that's what they were referring to.
Superficial bitch.
Yeah, she's a superficial bitch. She doesn't know anything about our actual relationship, so fuck her, right?
But to
and,
me...
But on one hand, I don't really... If Lane is an 18-year-old person, you know, I know in the United States, 18 is an adult. In England, 18, you're allowed to drink, right? So as gross, I guess, as it seems, it's not illegal.
No.
Like, the real taboo would be if she was fucking 16.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
True. Well, the thing to me is not their relationship or the fact that she's 18 and he's 42 or even the fact that they have weird daddy sex, because anybody should be allowed to do anything that they want in the bedroom as long as they're both consenting adults. You know, more power to you. But he was too controlling. I do think he was manipulative to her. I think he took advantage of her when she was in a very vulnerable state. She wanted it, but at the same time, how much
advantage he took, though, because he made every effort, it seemed, to avoid the situation that they ended up in. Right?
I agree.
But at the same, but that doesn't mean he didn't want it to turn out the way.
I don't know. On day two, for him to tell her that there's going to be rules and that she's going to have to follow his
rules. But
that
was already after she said, like, she was on board.
True.
She could have been like, fuck this shit. I don't want your rules. Fuck this. I don't want to play this game.
He was constantly testing her up into a certain point. And literally, it ended with him beating her with a belt.
Yeah, he kept giving her.
I mean, that was nothing but a test. And basically, that was his limit.
But to me, her character is very, very unrealistic because
book is unrealistic.
Well,
I mean, like, all of these books are goddamn unrealistic.
But for there to be a fetish and have no basis in reality whatsoever, I don't know. I just think that it's kind of got an alarming message
I'll disagree with you there. I don't think what's alarming about it is that there's no basis in reality. I actually think that you have probably a lot of 18-year-old women or girls who didn't have a father, probably had an absentee mother, who are looking for some kind of affection, you know, and end up getting taken advantage of by an older male. But, like, how much advantage did he take?
That's what I'm saying. His character and her character are so perfect. Everything's perfect. What they're doing is just wonderful. But that's not reality. And I think that it would not be safe for like a young...
None of this shit has been reality, but I just don't understand who this book is for, though. The women who are reading, and maybe men too, but whoever's reading this, they've got some kind of fetish about daddy dom play. And they even acknowledge it, I think, in the book.
Yeah,
they acknowledge that they're doing this daddy-daughter type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's reading this, you know, they read it and then they flick their bean and they go to bed.
Yeah,
and,
but they don't keep their relationship isolated, that aspect of their relationship isolated to the bedroom. They spread it out through their entire life. Like she calls him daddy in the restaurant.
True. Yeah, but until the end. In the end, always. In the end.
Yeah, the last two pages of the book, but the whole rest of the book is.
Yeah, is
this
her
psycho
being
relationship.
The daughter figure in this weird sex.
So here's my question. If you have like a fetishist type sex life like that, does it really spread through your whole life or
no.
is it just isolated to the bedroom?
Like, did it really affect the waiter when she
Well, no, because
him daddy?
He thought that no. they weren't like making out or anything.
I think most True. People would say
so he really
that only benefited those two individuals.
I think most people, yeah, because I think it'd been, yeah, I think that they were doing that for their own sexual. Play.
That was their moment of exhibition, and
right.
they thought that was hot, and they went for it, right. and they had a moment, and then boom, they
but
went home and fucked
any
like
time
bunnies,
that so. She would call him Nick or even Daddy Nick, he was like, no, 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 don't call me that. It's Daddy.
Yes.
But see, even in the, did you read the epilogue? Or the? Because in the epilogue, they
yeah,
make it seem
thing.
Like she's an adult. They're
yeah.
going to go have sex. And they pass by Jane's room,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, she kind of knows, because at the end of the book, she's like taking more control of her own sex life, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then at the epilogue, she's like, I want to go into Jane's room. I like that. I thought that was fun. And then he's like, if that's what you want. And she says, yes, that's what I want. And he says something like, well, then call me daddy. And that's how the end of the book ends. Right.
But why do they like to fuck in Jane's room so
that's,
much?
I don't know, but that's the thing is don't. I mean, that's their kink. That's
yeah,
their
it's
fucking
the
kink. Is they
yeah.
want to have sex in the little girl's
but
room?
Don't you think it would be one thing if like he simulated a child's room, but this was an actual living, breathing child that he loved and cared about?
I'm with you.
I agree.
With
so.
That. I agree.
It is, but I agree.
I agree.
I'm split.
You know who else was split?
Lane.
Poor asshole.
Not just that ass. He split like every orifice on
Seriously.
Her fucking body. He was yeah. like, you know what? That nose, yeah. about to put my dick
do,
in
Do
it.
We need to itemize all the explicit fucking scenes in this fucking book? Jesus
well,
Christ.
Most of it was explicit shit. It was basically like everything they did. It was like, hey, there was a scene where they go look at butterflies. And, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
really?
It basically should
wow.
have just been like Lane yeah. saying, yeah, oi, these butterflies are so beautiful. Why don't you put your fingers in me, asshole?
What the fuck?
Yeah. These butterflies make me want you to bust up in my cocoon.
I think to, like, Liz is definitely right, though. Like, these characters are truly, like, perfect. Like, it's like they were meant to be. Like, they keep
yeah.
bringing up fate throughout the book.
Oh, they do.
These characters are obviously what each other
yeah.
needs.
Yeah.
And that's great for them. Realistic.
But,
Not so much.
And this is the other thing. I think if this was written... hold on. I've had a few beers. If this was... ooh. If this was written from... if this was a male author writing it from his perspective, even though this book goes between perspectives, it goes between Nick's perspective and
mm-hmm.
Lane's perspective, if it was written from a male perspective predominantly, right... I think it would be much more gross. Right?
I don't know how it
because,
could be more gross.
Because,
how
well,
could it be
just
more gross
the idea
than it
that, like, because this is coming from a female author who.
But listen, he came in her mouth and then took his fingers and swished his cum around her tongue. And then he was like, swallow it for daddy. I mean, I don't want to be gross, but this book was
yeah,
the grossest
again,
thing
like,
I've ever read.
Yeah, but like,
it's the
this
grossest
is
thing
from,
I've ever
this
read.
Is from a female's idea of being submissive
so,
to a daddy.
I know, so
dominant.
But what do you think that a male author could have contributed explicit?
No, I'm not saying that it would have changed at all. I'm just saying that it would have added another layer of like grossness
oh,
is what I'm
okay.
saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that from the submissive's point of view, it's not nearly as taboo, I guess, as having this guy who's like, I want to do this to a girl that looks like she's 15 or 16.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's always...
But I'm just like, how much more can you push the envelope? I mean, they really
went
through several things.
I
mean,
know,
this
and
is
that's what I said,
like,
because it wasn't just a daddy-daughter fetish.
Yeah.
There was lots of things.
Daddy-daughter,
that
water sports, I mean, blood,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
period play. I mean,
yeah.
bathroom
well,
issues,
piss.
Bathroom,
I mean,
yeah.
Water sports,
he was
I mean...
Sexy?
Yeah, water sports.
Like anal. I mean,
wet
yes,
work.
Anal,
run it down.
Bathroom,
I mean,
blood.
Bukkake, fucking.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bukkake.
Jesus Christ. I mean, what
not,
the fuck?
It would not. Is that like shit play?
No, Bukkake is where you have like a bunch of guys like come on your face.
Oh. Well, Daddy would have never
let her. No, he would have never let Lane get a bunch of dudes jizz on her.
No, he probably would have let her take a dump on his chest, though.
I mean, like, he shaved her pussy. I mean, my God.
In fact, he probably would have taken the poo off of his chest and tried to put it back in her butthole and swished it around a little bit with his finger.
Yeah, he was really kinky. I think I made it. I was like, Daddy is a freak.
He's a fucking freak.
He was a freak. So,
he was like, oh, he's shitting me chest.
Yes. So let's also talk about his folks at his office. Like, his coworker, Mike, was that his name? Was way too okay with their relationship.
Not only was he okay, but his secretary, Nick's secretary, had no problem with it.
No.
But then Mike's whole family at the party, like the girl, his Mike's daughter,
friend with Lane. Yeah.
Yes, they're going to be friends, and they're going to go to their house for New Year's.
Yeah, for Boxing Day. Only in fucking England do they celebrate some Canadian ass fucking holiday.
But that even goes back to like his level of control. Like he planned for her to be friends with that girl, and then set them up so that he could control her friends.
But again, this goes back to female author who thinks it's sexy to be submissive to this dominant father figure.
I'd be like, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, let's, as always, don't we discuss our movie characters?
Yes, let's go ahead and see if we've got anybody who could play. If this turned into a movie, who would play? There's really only two fucking characters in this whole book. I mean, like, I don't care about Kellyanne. I don't care about the people in the... It's really just two people.
Yeah, just right? It's Nick Lane and Nick. Lane.
There's Nick and Lane. Lane Seaborn and Nick Lynch, right?
Well, for isn't that Lane, his last?
Yep.
For and Lane, then she becomes Lane Lynch because she's going to fucking marry his ass.
Hello. And have little babies by Daddy Nick.
Lane is this little, petite, tiny, young-looking girl. And... The best thing that I could come up with her for her, because I think Sam said something like Elle Fanning, right?
Dakota Fanning, like
But Dakota Fanning is like 30 years old at this point, and Elle Fanning is too tall.
And I don't want to think about anybody putting their fingers up Elle Fanning's ass, guys.
I mean, I think about putting stuff up Elle Fanning's ass. After watching The Great.
Yeah.
No, there's this movie. I don't remember if it's on Amazon or Netflix or what. But it's called, what's it called? Look Away. And it's a young girl. She's not really that young. She's like 26, but she looks young. And her name is India Isley. And that's who I would say. Although you'd have to put a blonde wig on her because she's a brunette. Liz, did you have somebody who would play old Lane Seaborn?
I would just say any blonde young actress from a porn movie and any older gent from a porn movie would probably be good candidates.
See,
I don't know porn star's name.
I really had a vision of like Emily Browning from in Sucker Punch, the way she looked in Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Like
her name was Baby Doll.
Yeah, like, her name was Baby Doll.
You'd have to go like who she is now, like today. No, I don't think she could pull it off. But like if this was filmed like 10 years ago, like when Sucker Punch was out, then I think that could maybe
Then we could go ahead and go with Oscar Isaac for Daddy Nick because...
I was going to say Joe Manganiello.
Love. Ooh, he's a good one, too.
Who's
From True Blood, Alcide.
Joe Manganiello is not too young. Ooh, yeah.
That's who...
But he's, like, huge.
But Daddy...
Daddy Nick?
The way that they talked about... The way that Lane talked about Daddy,
He was packing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a big old ding dong.
I need to look up Joe Manganiello.
I really want Nick to be Benedict Cumberbatch, just so I could say that he's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch, yeah.
Because that's the other thing that we never talked about. She straight up wants to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, they don't worry about fucking putting a condom on. Well, he's just like,
cream pie.
Like, oh, I'm going to bust me load up in your snatch.
That is much less unrealistic than him not caring if she gets pregnant to me.
Here's like the other.
An 18-year-old girl wants to get pregnant to me. Yeah. That's not completely.
Yeah,
out of
but
box.
That reminds me of all but those old like Maury Povich, man. You know, episodes where you know all those stupid chicks were like 15 and wanted to have a baby.
Just, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah,
it's my body. You know, I know what I want.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead,
no,
Mark.
No,
I was just gonna say. Here's a hilarious one. Imagine if Nick was Hugh Laurie, the guy that plays Ooh, House.
I'm into it. Yeah. I like it. I like that. I love Hugh Laurie. No, you don't like House?
No, that was a good
Oh, okay. I was about to say, girlfriend.
All right, Mark.
All right.
Keep the cane, too. All
right. My lane is very obscure.
Oh, yeah.
My casting choice is very bizarre. If there are any Dog the Bounty Hunter fans out there.
Oh, hell yeah. I love
Lisa
that.
Chapman. The daughter, for some reason,
the daughter,
yes,
baby Lisa.
I saw her as Lane the entire time I read this. I mean, listen,
yeah,
to
baby
this
Lisa's got to be about 30 now, yeah. Though, right?
True, but I mean, years ago, I mean,
yeah, well, then, and Sam pointed out somebody too that, like, I think she's actually too old now, which is weird because I remember her as a very young actress, is Chloe Grace
Moretz.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, okay, all right,
yeah.
Well, I thought.
Yeah, Saoirse.
No, Saoirse. I thought, what's Big Eye's name for Mamma Mia?
Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, yes, she would be perfect, but her boobs are too big.
She's too big. Yeah, you need somebody who is like petite, super petite.
But she, her
and
eyes.
And that's why I said Elle Fanning. But Elle Fanning is too tall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Elle Fanning is just is too it's tall, such, unless you have maybe Joe
then
Mayonnaise.
It work.
But yeah. So, the other one, the other people for Nick, I was thinking was Tom Hiddleston.
Thomas Jane.
Ooh, Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane.
I would say
I'm
Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Short. Okay, I can do that. I can see that.
I'm looking at British actors. Judi Dench. Nah, she's a woman.
Perfect. Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Colin Firth. He's too
proper.
Yeah, he's too proper. He would be like, oh, you know. May I please put a finger in your bottle? Sean Connery.
What about right. Hugh? What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
Nancy? No.
Hugh Laurie. Hugh Jackman.
What was the one in Notting Hill? Oh, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to fuck me
Hugh
in
Grant.
The ass.
Yeah,
Hugh Grant. Thank you.
No, yeah. I mean, he could do it. The best one, though, and maybe y'all will disagree with me. The best one because yeah. I've seen some movies that I think this guy would. He would do okay in this movie. James McAvoy.
Oh, yeah.
I think James McAvoy would fucking be okay in this. He is short, though.
I
yeah.
love him. He's gorgeous, like, but I just yeah. think he's too short.
He is a little short. And but, like, if you've ever seen, like, what's that movie, Filth? Have you seen Filth?
No, but I have seen yeah. Atonement. Let me
Dude,
tell
Atonement?
You, the library scene.
Dude, Atonement is one of the best movies of all time. Emma
it's
Thompson.
It's so hot for James
not.
McAvoy in that movie. Boy.
Yeah, listen. I was hot for James McAvoy in that movie. I mean, Keira Knightley, fuck you. Henry Cavill.
Is it Cavill?
He's
is it
too. Cavill? He's a little
I don't
perfect.
Know, but I could. I
he
could,
is perfect,
yes.
though. Yeah, like he literally
yes.
is.
Yes.
He's like Casper Van Dien in the 90s.
Yeah,
like, he's
I don't really do.
Looking.
I don't do like that defined jaw thing.
Yeah.
Fuck your defined jaw, Henry Cavill.
David
Just
Tennant?
Kidding. Call me, babe.
I would be down for a David Tennant. He could do it.
From the Doctor Who. And for Broadchurch.
Yeah,
David Tennant.
What about Sean Bean? He could flick the bean.
What about Mr. Bean?
What about Daniel Craig? He's a little short.
Yeah, he's very short, but he's adorable too.
Kate Winslet.
What
no,
if we did? What if we? Oh, what if we did? Oh my God, what's his name?
Charlie Hunnam, the guy from. Sons
oh yeah.
Of,
oh.
He was supposed to be Mr.
Oh
Gray originally.
Idris yeah. Elba. Oh.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Idris
yeah.
Elba.
Yes, he already got the gray. He's
I got
there.
I got a good one.
I love Idris Elba, but I don't want to think about my Idris eating some girl's asshole out. I just really...
that's all I think about.
is Idris eating asshole
I got
out?
A good one.
Is, yeah.
Okay, this is a little older. Ian Glenn.
I don't know who that
from
is.
Game of Thrones. Jorah Mormont.
Oh.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's sticking
Khaleesi.
His up in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's the problem for me is that when we think of these actors that I like and respect, I don't see them in this role.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, absolutely
none of these
not.
People we've mentioned would ever even consider as
no,
this
I mean, not even necessarily that they wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't want to see them
yeah.
in this.
What about Patrick Stewart?
Oh, yes. Now that I would want to see. Yeah. Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
I mean, she could be rubbing his
only
body
as Captain Picard, though.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Hang on. Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, Fassbender could do that.
I think he could nail this fucking Shame? Role. Yes, yeah, Shame is fucking Shame, shit.
Like, you know that he has no problem showing his ding dong. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, really? And what's this movie called? Shame?
Oh, have you not seen Shame?
Have you not seen Shame?
What is Shame?
If you want to see Michael Fassbender's dick, and you want to see Carrie Mulligan's tits, then watch Shame. Yeah.
I don't care about her tits, but I do want to see.
She actually, I love Carrie
Mulligan. They seem like they would she's be good.
Drive.
Yes.
Drive.
Like, I love me some Carrie Mulligan.
Greg Gatsby. I mean, shit.
I love her so much that I was a little ashamed of seeing her boobs in Shame. Like, maybe that's
well, that's how I feel
movie.
About Michelle Williams in My Blue Valentine. Have you ever seen that? I love that movie. So
I love
sad
it too.
And beautiful.
It is so sad, but like.
But it has got some rough sex in it.
Yeah. Like, there's, and even to the point where, like, I think Halle Berry is very attractive. But in that Monster's Ball, it's like, I guess in some scenes you just don't want to see, or you don't think of it in a sexual way, even though you're seeing like.
I don't want to see Halle Berry.
With Monster's Ball,
they
portrayed it so unerotically, like it's
not
an
erotic
scene.
Well, yeah, you're right. There's no like, you're not.
But Blue Valentine is kind of like that too. It's not very erotic.
It's just Blue Valentine. Isn't it?
So
I don't know. Whatever.
Wrapping up.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I'm sorry.
What she should have done, unless you wanted to get Lane pregnant.
Jonathan, Mark, and Liz, and Sam, and Mel.
What are we wrapping up, Mark?
I guess we're wrapping up this podcast.
I thought you had something to say.
No.
Peace out, bitches.
Oh, he was just like, let's wrap it up. Fuck this shit. Yeah. I'm done with this shit.
I'll tell you who didn't want to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Daddy Nick.
That's what I just said.
We're rambling right
joke.
Now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
We're paying attention to my hilarity.
So, this was
I don't have any condoms, boy.
This was high literature. I mean.
I should have been high. I wish I was high reading this fucking stupid book.
I will say for this book, it does give an outlet to people who have this kink. And there's nothing wrong at all if this is what you find sexy or what turns you on, more power to you.
Yes.
But I don't think it was for any of us.
It did make me explore. I did Google some other kind of dom submissive type fetishes. And the one that I found was like where the man is the submissive, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, because that's got to be a very, you know, not common, but like
I
fairly
think it's
common.
Pretty common.
Yeah.
I hear about it. I've heard.
So there's
things.
Books on that. I'm pretty sure there are, you know, what's the one with furry?
Furry?
I'm sure there's furry shit. There's got to be a bunch of these weird, I shouldn't say weird, but like, you know, fetish. Well, and that's what fetish is. It's just abnormal, you mm-hmm. know.
I would like to read a book next if we're going to talk about that is not just sex, that has a plot to it, even if it's a stupid, ridiculous plot.
I agree. I feel like Call Me Daddy is so fetish.
It is.
It's so much fetish that it didn't worry about.
It was an impulse read. It was an impulse read.
Right,
we got enamored with the preview, like the synopsis, and we went for it. And then boom,
But what I'm saying is that like it doesn't need a plot because it's so taboo, I guess.
Yeah.
And like I didn't like that because there was, you know, maybe if he was like James Bond,
sure,
and he meets some 18-year-old girl who wants to have daddy dom shit going on, maybe the plot would have been, you know, better. But this was, I mean, there was literally no plot. Mm-hmm. When the entire tension of your whole fucking story revolves around her going clubbing and being 45 minutes late to meet him.
And another conflict that was in there.
My heart was racing.
I mean. But another conflict in the book was, when are they going to actually fuck all the way? Like, will they or won't they tonight? Are they going to do ass stuff? Is he going to eat her out again?
Yeah.
Or will he actually fuck her?
Her labia?
I mean, I was like, is that
again?
The biggest conflict of the story? But I do
but
feel
it was.
Like
that was.
I know.
The big, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the reason that she was able to fill so much space in this book with no plot is because she described in such graphic detail.
Sure.
Many different varieties of sexual situations, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily something that I would read on my own.
Even if you were, let's say you are into this daddy dom stuff, are you necessarily into like piss play too? Like,
well, I don't think so. I think those are exclusive to one another.
Because,
but this dude was just a huge
because,
freak.
He was. Because, you know, if you're a father and you're potty training your daughter, you're not fucking putting your hand down there to help her piss in the toilet.
No, you're not always going to wipe them.
Yeah, I mean, this book was just gross.
You're not gonna, it was pretty gross. He had every kink in the book.
Yeah.
So he was a freak.
I will say, as I was wrapping up listening to the book.
You wrapped it up, unlike Nick did?
Yeah, exactly. No, he did not wrap it up.
Oh,
right. So, I don't know.
Did
I still felt
into your wrap-up?
There were some underlying sinister elements that just didn't get addressed.
Well, because he kept talking about this beast or this monster or whatever inside of him, but you're right. They never even explained what that is. Is that supposed to be like...
It was squashed out with the beating.
I mean. Yeah, well, I mean, was that just like his natural male sexual drive or whatever?
Well, earlier...
Like he kept trying to suppress that because he wants to be more of a father to her. Mm-hmm. And then when it turns into sex, he doesn't even worry about the beast anymore. He's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to fuck her and she's going to be my wife eventually. I don't know.
To be honest, my imagination kind of went wild towards the end because, you know, I had this issue with his coworker who was so okay with, you know, their relationship and them meeting at the Christmas party at the end. It was like, okay, there seemed like there's something going on, like, you know, maybe are they a part of some larger like sex cult or you know?
Now that would have been interesting.
I think that's just poor writing.
Yeah.
I think it's just bullshit.
Well, and like
earlier,
we were comparing it to 50 Shades of Grey off the podcast, but like in 50 Shades of Grey, Christian Grey's character and backstory is explored. You know, they look into why did he get into sadomasochism or whatever it is that he's into, and he actually has some things going on, doesn't he? I didn't read the book, but
I don't know. We're going to read that, I think, at some
point.
But in
this book, he had a fine home life. His dad was fine. His mom was fine. Everything was fine. He just
is
really
kinky. His only weird thing was he got whipped by a belt when he was, you know,
younger. But he was like, daddy was fair.
Yeah, he was.
He was
stern, but fair. I don't know. There's probably so much other shit that we're not getting
into. So they tried to give him a backstory with Louisa and Jane, right? But, like, anybody who has a girlfriend and a daughter, if they die, that's just going to turn you into a freakalicious daddy figure?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wanted them to explore like, what his beast motive was. Yeah, is that what you were saying?
No, all I was saying was I thought there was, like, elements there that led to a sequel. Like, there was a larger mystery that was out there. Because again, with his coworker, he just seemed way too complicit with everything.
He was.
Like, okay with things.
Yes, and you're absolutely right.
He has this daughter who's the same age as Lane.
Yeah.
And I could just see, again, if some author wanted to take it to some next level of weird.
But again, I think it goes back to the person who is reading this book who is, you know, other than us, the person who reading this book has the daddy dom fetish.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be called out on their slightly abnormal, you know, sexual liking or whatever. So if they make Kellyanne, who's a bitch, be the bad guy, then you can write her off as just being a bitch. Mm-hmm. But if you had like somebody who worked with them saying, hey, this is kind of fucking weird, you know, then it makes it a little bit more... But again,
honestly,
maybe that plays more into the taboo too.
But
because
honestly,
maybe just getting off
like
on the
if
taboo.
If she was a better author, then she could have explored those nuances in that relationship.
If
and
she
still
was a better author, she'd probably be writing a better book.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This could have been a book with those, you know, supporting characters that were the voices of reason, and still had them come out on top. They could acknowledge that.
Can we do one thing real quick before we go? We're about to end. I know if you're listening to this, you're like, Jesus Christ, wrap this up. Unlike Daddy Nick's dick.
Strike three.
Jade West cannot be her real name.
No. That's
what do you think her real name is?
I'm gonna go with Margaret.
Margaret Lansbury.
Yes.
Margaret I'm going Lansbury, with okay. Jennifer Wellingham because she's British. She's like, oi, I won't be dead to fuck me. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Jennifer Wellingham. What do you think, Mark?
Patricia Connington.
That's very British.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Patricia Connington.
Mel, do you have anything?
I can't really think of a name, but I just want to remind everyone to follow us on Twitter.
At, social media, Mel.
At Harbro Podcast. We've been really silent just because of COVID. So, but follow us. Send us suggestions. Send us feedback. Email is at Harbro Podcast.
Suggestions are welcome. Please no point. I don't even know.
It's Harbro Podcast at gmail.com.
I have it on my phone. It's Harbro Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, if you want to email, it's like some old asshole. Like 42 years old and fucking 18 year
we're gonna
old.
Try
did
to
you tell them to send you a picture of an asshole?
Hold on.
When we're on vacation next month.
Yeah, next month we'll be on vacation and we're going to read. Do we know what we're reading?
We're going to read some kind of beach themed.
And we're going to have a couple of gay dudes who are going to help us out. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Diversity.
And if we don't have the gay dudes, then we'll just have Liz again. So I'm sorry about that. Producer Sam, do you have any shit you want to say?
I didn't really read this book, so all right, that's good. Nothing to say.
All right, cool beans. Liz.
Yes.
Do you have anything?
Oh, do I have anything
to
say?
Do you want to say before we sign off?
No, I just want to say I respect anybody, including all their kinks, so I'm in no way or form trying to kink shame anybody. But there were other messages of this book I didn't care for. But if you like daddy shit, cool for you, and you might like this book.
Mark.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend this book.
I would recommend.
You would recommend this
I would
book?
I would yes.
To everybody?
Not everybody.
The general public?
Reading it or listening to it?
Listening to it. I will say I listened to it on Audible.
Audible.
And it was fantastic. We had Stacey Holmes as Lane and Randy Johnson as Nick Lynch.
Yeah, the big unit, Randy Johnson,
straight
read
up.
The male part.
He pitched a no-hitter.
He pitched the no-hitter on this motherfucker.
This book.
No, not that Randy Johnson, just in case you were wondering. That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
that
was, right?
I've got nothing else to say. Sorry it took so long to do
another episode.
This episode. We're going to blame it on the bullshit COVID-19. I hope everybody is staying safe. I hope you are not, you know, in an area that's being looted. And I hope you don't have to live in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, because I don't think that's going to last very long. That's just my political opinion, and I'll probably edit this part out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Okay,
I
good.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Mel knows what I'm talking about. She's hip. She's up. Hip.
Chaz.
Good duck,
watch
duck.
News.
Hello. All right, shitheads. That's all. Hopefully you will join us next time when we read some other stupid-ass book. Liz, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Mark.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate
it.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Deuces.